If anyone who's not listened before, I'm guessing you're new here and you don't know that that picks up.
That's fine, bro. What, bro? Anything?
Go on, that's the intro. Do some.
Just because you want some.
Yeah.
Bash. Oh shit. Is this even mine? I don't even know.
Man, I just opened it. I just doubled up. Yeah, I just knew that one. Both of us can go. If I just got one of this, I know they'd go very easy. Then we'd be like, fuck.
Can I have one, please?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
This is the perks of sitting next to A, bro. You know he's always got snacks.
All right, I'm just going to grab like three. And then
I'll use the mic extra, yeah.
Oh, thank you, bro. Not intro, but our intro, because Ali's not here. Oh, it's good crack.
Yeah.
All right. For any new listeners, obviously, there is a lot of new listeners. It's been very good on our channel lately. Welcome. We are the Route 411 Podcast. I'm Rian. That's Alim. And this is A. A is our guy. If we need someone, he's the replacement. You call him up, he's here. Yeah. So welcome A again.
Reliable.
If you notice that we keep looking this way, we've got the big screen on and it's Arsenal versus Everton. Score predictions before we start. Game just started.
4-2. That's a big scoreline.
Hopefully not, because Ramsdale's my goalkeeper in FPL.
I think
this could be like a 0-0.
I think a 3-0.
Really?
Good
3-0. I was thinking 3-0 before.
Maybe a 3-1. For some reason, I've got a feeling maybe a 3-1, but... 3-0. 3-0 or 2-0.
Thing is, Nketiah has been dropped again. So...
Yeah, I think Trossard's going to score.
Ooh. Wow, Saka, get up, you dog.
I got Saka in my FPL.
Chill out, bro.
Are you an Arsenal fan?
You didn't know he's an Arsenal fan?
No, I just thought he's a football fan.
You're the only Chelsea fan here now, boy.
All right, boys. So let's get this show on the road. So I want to talk about a topic that you guys are both invested into most of your life, boxing. Nearly a goal. So in 1 month's time, it'll be the return of Anthony Joshua. However, in a 17K seater stadium, there's still 14,000 seats available. People are thinking, oh God, it's the new Floyd Mayweather here. Can't sell tickets in the UK.
No, it will sell out.
Yeah, but it's been on sale for a while, mate, and only 3,000 have sold out of 17K.
I think AJ's return to the time it will sell out.
I know, but AJ's return isn't looking as beautiful as Eddie Hearn probably thought it was going to be. Mm. What do we think about AJ? Do you think he's going to come back and he's going to be the same AJ? Do you think he's going to be a better AJ? Or do you think we're going to have to ease ourselves back into it, you know, get a few shit fights, if you want to call it? Until he gets to a
warm-up fight, we call them.
No, but like, you know how he was fighting, you know, Usyk, and he was fighting all these big challenges. Yeah. Do you think now he's got to fight these, you know, mediocre guys, maybe a Dylan White fight again, and then
that would be gets big. Back that into would, the that title. Would be a massive fight, Dylan White. Mm. But I think it's going to take time, innit, for the fans to get back. Basically, they need him to get a couple more knockouts, innit, because that's what people love about AJ.
Around two, round three knockout.
Putting him, what's his name? Jermaine Franklin is fighting, innit?
I think so.
Putting him with Franklin, he's just going to knock him out.
Get the crowd buzzing again.
Get the crowd behind him again, and then boom. Probably have the White fight straight after that. I heard they're in talks with Deontay Wilder, actually.
That's a weird one, because why has that suddenly appeared
now? That's still
now?
The biggest fight, bro.
No, that is a fight everyone wanted about 3-4 years ago.
No, that's still the biggest fight. Now. Still more than Usyk and Fury. I think more people would want to watch AJ versus Wilder than Usyk v Fury. It's true.
So,
it's true, don't it?
I don't know. Usyk Fury, I think that's a big
AJ
fight.
AJ versus Wilder?
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
Yeah, facts, bro.
Come on, bro.
Give your reason.
AJ and Wilder, bro.
Yeah.
See Wilder, one thing about Wilder, you've got to give him just about the respect for Tyson at the moment. So here it is. Yeah. Do you really, really, really think Joshua's ready for Wilder, bro? Let's just look at the facts here. Wilder, number one, longer reach. Very, very longer. Mm. Easier, longer reach than AJ, for sure.
Yeah.
Judging the way we know how Joshua fights, coming in tight, guard up, creeping in slowly, so on, so on, so. Wilder can keep him there and just throw one bang. Wilder can change up the tempo. Yeah. He'll go for the knockout in the first round.
But does Wilder have the IQ though? People say he hasn't got the boxing IQ.
Sometimes you don't. When it gets to heavyweight, the only person that I see with IQ is Fury. For sure.
And Usyk.
Usyk as well.
Usyk's not really a heavyweight,
IQ,
though, is he?
But everyone else, you're literally now like a heavyweight, like you're a fighter. like a proper fighter. Look at Tyson. I'm using him as an example, but I don't really think he had the IQ, but he was like, he knew how to move.
For a 6 foot nine geezer.
Hit, do you know what I'm saying, bro? He needed to move and he can hit, but in terms of IQ, like, was he like creating so and so and so and so? No, he was bringing a fight to you. Like, he don't care. You know
the reason why I say it's more of an exciting fight than Usyk v Fury, though, is because you know AJ versus Wilder, it's going to be a knockout. Whoever wins, or Wilder,
for sure,
it's 100% a knockout. For sure. And it will go down to whoever lands the bigger punch first.
For sure. Yes, that's 100%. Yeah.
Agree. AJ's got a glass
as
chin,
a boxer. AJ has a box. So does Wilder,
no,
though.
No. After Klitschko thing, you got to respect his thing.
Yeah, because he keeps cutting. He does come back up.
You know what I'm saying? He came back up. I was like, yeah. He's got
I mean, he came up like four times from Ruiz, and they were big punches.
You can say Wilder got up from Fury. But Fury hasn't knocked anyone out in years until he fought Wilder and obviously now Dillian White.
I mean, look, Ruiz's bangs were hard. And he got up like four times. But
I ain't going to lie, though. You see, one thing that I've learned over the years about AJ, though. Don't underestimate him. Really don't underestimate him. Because I ain't ever going to lie.
But AJ's interesting, isn't it?
When you're like... let's say after a couple L's and you know it's looking a little bit weird for you, you start slacking a bit. You start chilling. You'd probably be in the media a lot. You'd be, oh, hey, look at AJ after losses, partying on the boat. Yeah, I haven't heard nothing like that. That means my man must be in the gym every day. If you got him on Snap, but that guy's gym, car, messing around with his kids, back to work. Gym, car, messing around with his kids, back to work. All the occasion you see him at an event. So I know, yo, this guy's really, really trained. Do you know what I'm saying?
Hold up, let him cook.
Do you know what I'm saying? So that's the thing that I'm like, all right, cool. No matter what he's doing, I know he's training, though, innit? So, you know what I'm saying?
And also, bear in mind, after fighting Usyk twice, the second fight with Usyk, as much as Usyk dominated it, we saw AJ improve.
AJ definitely improved.
He improved way more than in the first fight. He got bullied, bro. At least in the second fight, he tried to use his weight a bit, tried to use the power, but Usyk was just too smart, figures him out after a few rounds.
I mean, he went a distance second time.
It's a big learning fight. It's a big, big learning fight. And you can bet when AJ goes up against Fury and Wilder, he's going to be a smarter AJ. I think the biggest thing that holds him back is his muscle. He's too muscle bound.
Who?
AJ. You see where he's based. He can't move like.
I think his muscle mass is just too heavy.
Have you seen him? Which fight was?
He's Nigerian, bro. He's Nigerian, bro.
How is that the reason?
That's natural, bro. I think if you look at him from 18 to now, he still has the same physique. Same.
And what I think that
it's just his genes, bro. We saw him. Wait, one sec. Sorry to cut you off. Like, remember who was he fighting? He had a lot of weight, and then he cut down.
Ruiz's fight, I think the first Ruiz fight,
he was a little bit heavy and he cut down the next fight. The next fight, like, everyone's like, right, he lost bare weight. Even when he lost weight, he was ripped. You get me? It's just his physique. You get me? But I saw him, like, you couldn't even see his cheekbones in that second fight with Ruiz. I was like, right, he really needed to skip it. Oh, you know when you need to lose weight? Skip it, you need to cut down. You get me?
It's not even that he needs to lose weight, he just needs to. Don't pump as much muscle.
No, you have to, man. When you're a big guy like that, you have to be strong. You have to. It's different for
us. It's one of his perks,
yeah,
if anything.
You need to be strong, but like, he needs to do like strength training, power training, all of that. But he has to be generally like strong. If you're a heavyweight, you're not... Wow. Who's hungry, bro?
That was a knee, bro.
That was me, though. Like, some weird noise came out of my mouth. I don't know what it was.
We all heard that, bro. You didn't have the headphones on. You know, if we didn't have the headphones on, no one would have heard that.
You got headphones on. Fuck.
Mid you talking, I was like, bro, was that a frog or something, bro? Is that like a.
But you were talking about Fury, about his. Fury's brother obviously won this weekend.
Tommy Fury.
Against Jake Paul. I think that Mike Ross, right? We all know who Mike Ross is, right? No. Suits.
Oh, yeah.
The fraud. And that same judge is called Mike Ross from America.
Oh, the one that
scored
it to Jake.
The one who scored it 75-74 Jake, I think it was, or 76-75. Mate, he's a fraud. The only American judge I knew it would give it to Jake. It was, to me, a unanimous decision.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, the two other judges gave it by 3 or 4 points, I think it was, to Fury. I think it was just for the not anticipation and more the hype. It was more like, let's make it scary when he reads this out. There's no way the judge thought, oh yeah, Jake won that fight.
Let me ask you a serious question then, yeah? Alan, we'll start off with you. Who actually won the fight? From a boxer to boxer?
Tommy Fury, bro.
For sure, yeah?
Tommy Fury.
Alright, cool.
Cool. I'm guessing did you miss the fight?
Huh?
Did you miss the fight?
Did I miss it?
Yeah, or did you watch the highlights or what, like what?
I didn't even get to watch it. I couldn't take it serious, bro.
Yeah, I hear that.
But,
but I hear you, because you know what? Surprisingly, a lot of traditional boxing fans that don't watch this influencer scene, a lot more of them tuned into this one than they would have in previous. But I think it's because this time they were fighting an actual boxer. It almost felt like boxing versus YouTube rather than influencer versus influencer. You know what, it felt like boxing versus YouTube.
You know what I think was smart as well? The fight was on a Sunday night, right? Because usually boxing's on a Saturday.
Jake's fights are always on a Sunday.
No, because this was in Saudi, and I think Saudi specialise in always doing it on like a Sunday. They do this a lot. Yeah, but basically, I think it's smart because Saturday night, right? A lot of traditional boxer fans either are watching the actual boxing main events, or they're out with the lads. Yeah, they're out partying, they're at a pub, or they're at a club, or they're out. And they ain't going to tune in because it was perfect time for us.
True, they would have skipped it.
It was 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock time for us. Perfect. Sunday night, what else are you doing? You know? All the TV shows that you watch during the day are finished. It's 10 p.m. at night. What
you got work
do?
Tomorrow. You're not going to be out.
What are you going to do? You're going to tune in. Mike Tyson, Deontay Wilder, Devin Haney, Cristiano Ronaldo, all in the venue. Of course you're going to just tune in just to see. You know, you had Badou Jack become a three-time world champion. Three weight world champion.
Three-time champion.
They actually showed up. Oh my god!
What about the Jack?
No, like them man actually thought it was real. Like, Jake Paul's gonna punch up Tyson, bro.
Devin Haney was fully cheering for Jake. There was a.
But you got to bear in mind all the majority of the celebrities that were there
probably got paid. Big ones.
No, but they're also Muslim. Think about it. The guys that you just named: Mike Tyson, Devin Haney, Badou Jack. They bro. After the fights, they all went to the Qibla the next day, bro. They're taking pictures. Right. Yeah. They were taking pictures outside it. Haney, Badou Jack, Tyson, they're all there together.
That's what I said. But Mike Tyson's with Badou Jack because he walked out with him. Imagine your ring walk.
Was it with Mike? I missed the entrance, you know.
Yeah, Badou Jack, he was with Mike Tyson walking out. Imagine having Mike Tyson walk you out.
That's hard.
But Saka, he's in. And it's a foul. But yeah, I think...
Offside.
I think Jake Paul... Him not getting knocked out was perfect for him. I think how the fight planned, you know, lost by split decision. There's a rematch clause, which he's probably going to activate. And then, obviously, the big KSI fight at the end of the year, which they want to do. Do I see him beating Tommy Fury in the rematch? Probably not. Do I think it could be a better fight?
This delays the KSI fight, though, no? Because now he has to fight Fury.
That's the thing. He's not going to fight Fury in 3 months, is he? Fury's just had a kid. He's going to want to take months off. You know, Molly's not going to let him. So, we'll have to see, man.
If the bag is right.
That's true.
But Molly May's May's got the bag, though.
This is a big bag they got for this fight, you know.
Yeah, 7 mil.
7 mil for Jake, 4 for Tommy.
No. 7 mil for Tommy, 30 mil for Jake.
Jake got 30 mil?
Well, 25, but including pay-per-views, it's about 30 mil.
Pay-per-view-wise, I think this is the biggest... of all the influencer this whole year actually.
The biggest one will always be Logan too. I think that's done about a million.
But you got around pay-per-view on there was like £7. This was a £20 fight BT box office.
But I hate
bro.
When people say that, right? The US always say, oh yeah, but your fight costs like £10 pay-per-view. Yeah, it's because we're not overcharging. In America it's like $70 when you want to watch you know, like when you want to watch a Mayweather
Mayweather McGregor was $100.
That's what I'm saying. Like, why are you paying $100 for a fight? And they say, oh yeah, but UK, they charge only like £8, £10.
What?
Yeah, it's because...
What?
You didn't know that?
In America, yeah.
£100?
Bro, they pay $7 million for a Super Bowl ad for 30 seconds. You, of course, they're going to pay $100.
Yeah, they got the ultras out.
For a...
Arsenal fans.
But seriously, it's like... Of course the numbers are going to be high in the UK, but it's because the UK, I feel like people, like we always talk about how the UK fans are more passionate, they tune in more than America, you know what I mean? There's fan bases. You go to a Fury fight, AJ fight, you know, there's 90,000 fans all there screaming, you know, oh, Anthony Joshua. We go to America fight, it's more just there for the vibes, there for the Instagram, there for the stories, you know?
I didn't say it like that. Still, say no more.
Yeah, true. Crazy prices, bro. It's true, absolutely not
true. But I guess it's a ending the subject. Yeah, because it's a very good networking event. No, in them spots, you can just bump into anyone.
Yeah, I mean, America, all them people ringside.
Jay-Z, like, bro, think about it. Like, yeah, I need to buy a ticket. Fuck Wilson. I just need to buy a ticket to be there. Mm. I need to merge.
That's what a lot of the ringside people do. Then you look at them and you say, you're not a boxing fan. But they're there to network.
For sure.
There's an after party, probably.
For sure.
So some people get invited.
The VIP room, they talk with champagne. Oh, you're right. No. Oh, what are you? Oh, I'm a rapper. Oh, I'm a producer.
I'm sure that's exactly how it goes down. Well, you're a rapper. What's your name? Jay-Z? Who's that? I'll check it out.
No, but that's probably not going to go, oh my God, I'm a big fan, are they? Because they've got egos. You really think like some people are going to go, oh my God, you're Jay-Z. Can I talk to you? They're not. They're going to be like, Dave, what's your name?
Some people will, I think. Have you seen Stormzy react when he sees a celebrity, bro?
Stormzy, fuck.
When
like
he sees Taylor Swift, bro, he went mad. When he saw Maisie Williams,
but,
he went
but
mad.
But where's he from?
From the UK. Here. Oh, you're saying just Americans?
Not only just Americans, but I feel like a lot of Americans, they got egos, in my opinion.
They're good people, man. So
good. No, that's what I said, some. So I said some. I think UK people are real.
I get what you're trying to say.
Out here, it's like, no one
we're more it. Blunt. Like,
yeah. UK
I feel like UK
blunt.
People were more blunt, like more straightforward.
Those men don't fly a lot. Promise you, fam.
I'm not saying not
specifically.
We're talking about artists and stuff.
Yeah.
Artists.
That's what we're talking about.
Oh no, I thought you meant people in general.
But being people in general, I mean, look, people always make the joke about girls in the UK. You know, like, do you remember that video about the Paris thing
one
with the lollipop?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like then they come to the UK, girls are like,
yeah, like, yeah, true, that's true. It's true.
You know what I mean? And people are like, wow, you're from a 10 to a 3. Do you know what I mean?
Deep in real, just check his dick back.
What? I was going to just say, get a KMT.
Rian is going at it like.
Well, I just had the saliva like swish around his mouth like.
It was that frog noise. Like, I was just going to say KMT, but I knew you probably would say that.
Rian, because I'm telling you, Rian, you crack man up, because I'm telling you, bro. Oh my God. What's the meerkat doing there, bro?
Oh, this is Ali, bro.
That was meant to be Ali.
This is Ali, and you know, we're talking about Ali.
Wait, put him on camera. I don't know if the camera can see him properly. Meerkat Ali. There you go.
This is Ali.
Ali's replacement.
But talking about Ali, let's
this whole time you've not wondered why that meerkat is there.
Oh my God.
Talking of Ali though, let's get him on the phone. We're gonna have a dial in. This is the first time we've ever done this. We're gonna get Ali on the phone.
Recording Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Arsenal's got a ball.
So
Arsenal's got the ball, one sec. Hey, penalty.
No, it's not a penalty. We're going to get him on the phone and we're going to get a topic from Ali and we're going to talk about it.
I don't know if you can hear it ring. Oh, you can hear it ring. Okay.
Do the intro.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello. Is this Ali?
Yes. Hello. Have I guessed the song correctly?
Hello. Welcome. You are on Who Wants to Be a Route for 1-1. We have our guest here, A, and he needs your help in order to get to the next stage. Are you able to do this?
All right, let me ask the question. Wait, I got a question.
Okay, here is the question coming right up.
All right, this is a tough question, yeah, because this was a debate a couple of weeks ago in Philadelphia, actually, during the Super Bowl.
Philly, you know.
The anthem when players normally walk out is Meek Mill's Dreams and Nightmares. That is the Philadelphia anthem. But the debate is a new song has taken over. And the last few games they've played, they've been playing this song rather than Meek Mill's. And a lot of people are saying, nah, this is the new Philly. This is the new Philly anthem. And that's Lil Uzi Vert, I Just Wanna Rock.
Oh, shit.
What are you saying about that, Ali?
So the debate is...
That's my song, bro. That's my fucking song.
Well, I Just Wanna Rock.
I can't lie. Yep, it's Philly's new anthem, bro. Uzi's a Philly fucking... rapper.
So is Meek.
Artist. So is Meek. But right now it's Philly's. It's Uzi's turn. You get me?
So I swear, Uzi's from Philly.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
A lot of people come out of Philly.
That's why. That's why he came out with the Philly squad in the playoffs.
Yes, I do.
You know, they asked Meek Mills like, "Oh, what do you think is the true anthem of Philly?" This, that, blah, blah. And then his response, his response on Twitter was like, "Bro, let me know when a song, when someone has a song that dominates for over 10 years, because that deep it, Dreams and Nightmares has been out for over a decade now." Is it roughly
that closes that argument there?
But Lil Uzi Vert, it's been around for what, less than a year.
You can't judge it because the time hasn't gone 10 years.
Yeah, so exactly, and that's what Meek's trying to say. But he also said, you know what, I'm proud of Lil Uzi because, like, you know, he's from Philly. We're both from Philly. Like, why can't we just lift each other up? Why does it have to be a debate? So he was on more of a neutral stance. But at the same time, I do get where he's coming from. Where Dreams and Nightmares, bro. I think you guys are forgetting.
I don't think no one's denying that Dreams and Nightmares is a banger of an album. However, people like what's new, people like what's hot, people like what's in. And right now, that's Lil Uzi Vert.
Okay. Kevin Hart's from Philly as well, isn't he?
No, wait, hold on. Another thing I want to say.
A lot of people out of Philly.
The thing is...
I didn't even say my bit for that.
Yeah, I was going to say, you say.
Oh my God. Yo, Ali.
Yo,
Killy, we say good.
I'm good.
My brother, hear this. I can understand why Ali would say he'd root for
Lil Uzi.
I got two things to say to that. Number one, Ali, for sure, on that one there, for sure, I'm with you. But at the same time, you can't understand this. Two things from your side. See, right now, if I was Meek and Lil Uzi's doing that, I Just Want to Rock, and they've been coming out with that one, number two. I'll show you, man, the two ways. I keep saying two every time. Show you, man, the two. I'll show you the business type of way, and then I'll show you the culture type of way, in a way. Could be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Business type of way, that song there's bringing in numbers. Numbers. Buzz.
Because it's streaming, hot right now.
Woo! Numbers.
It's trending on
TikTok.
Numbers, bro. So, number one, thinking of it as a business way, I'm like, can't lie, any bread. That's bread. You see me? That's number one. Number two, what you said. Meek Mill's Dream and Nightmare has been out for a decade, but bam.
You can't just knock it off the wall like that. Do you know what I mean?
Bam. That's top of the league, bro. Bam. You get me? That one there.
That's why I gave it props before I answered.
You see me? You got to think now. Now you got to see it like this, Ali. Let's say it is popping right now. It'll be popping in a couple years' time, though.
Maybe not. You know what? And that's exactly what I say. Because you know what I think the song is? You know, with Lil Uzi, and I don't want to, don't get me wrong, I love the song, but I feel like when I say this, it's going to sound like I'm knocking it too much. But I think I Just Want to Rock is like this generation's Harlem Shake.
No.
Yeah.
Deep it, bro.
Harlem Shake was more like a meme.
Do you remember do the Harlem Shake? And then it was like that trend where everyone does the dance, where
one
person dancing, and it transitions, and then like suddenly it's a room full of people.
Do you remember the Harlem Shake?
You can't put that tune alongside with them.
No, but I'll tell you why, though. Like, no, but you got to hear where I'm coming from. At the time, it was a trend.
But hear me out.
Calma. Listen.
Tranquilo.
No, but at the time when Harlem Shake was out, it was the shit. Everyone was dancing to it, right? Everyone was making videos to it, right?
It wasn't. You would listen on the radio on your phone.
But people were, though. At the time.
Too much YouTube, bro.
No, only looking back at. Listen, hear me out. Only.
You guys watching too much. How is he comparing Harlem Shake to Lil Uzi Vert? What?
No, wait. Listen, though. Listen. At the time, that was the shit. Looking back at it now, we're like, we've moved on from that type of music. Do you get it?
I just want to rock.
It's trending now. I don't know if it's still gonna in a few years' time. I don't know if it's still gonna be.
That's not saying. Mannequin Challenge was the shit.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
it was.
But that's more of
at the time, bro.
But that was more of a song. Harlem Shake was more just a joke for everyone to do a challenge.
Okay, you know, Mannequin Challenge song. Then what was that song called? I don't even remember.
That's called Beatles in the City.
Yeah, that one. It was a proper song, though, wasn't it?
A proper song.
And people were vibing to it. You'd actually listen to it if you're not watching the YouTube.
No. There you go. Now you're starting to talk about.
That's a better example. Then that's a better example.
That Bad and Bougie. If you're talking about those type of music, it literally
Bad and Bougie is. legendary though. Like that's
for sure. That's what I'm saying. Like, remember when he had it? Like, yo, you wasn't. Come on, man.
But I feel like this song is also vibe because again, the dance, isn't it? Mm. It's the dance. It's the TikTok videos.
No, you know what it is.
It's the streamers. It's
up there, man. It's just up there. Thing is, it's a banger, isn't it?
You know where the dance share the comes stage from? With me too, I'm gonna give you man a bit of knowledge. Philly,
I love the way he talks.
Bro, Philly and Jersey, they got their own style, they got their own flair, they got their own dance.
From Jersey?
New York, same from Cali. The Chiefs running back, Isaiah Pacheco, that's why the kiddo, when he scored his touchdown in the Super Bowl, started doing the dance. Some people thought he was disrespecting Philly, but nah, he's from Jersey, which is like similar to Philly, right? Mm. And they both got a lot of like dancing and the music, like it's their vibe, isn't it? You get me? That's how them man get down. So, them doing the dance, like Lil Uzi song trending in somewhere like Philly, it makes sense. Because it's like, it originates with them as well.
Okay, that does make sense.
It's basically like respecting them, man.
Thank you for the knowledge.
It's like the Harlem shake coming from Hot. Actually, no, that was a joke.
That's a good one, yeah, for sure.
You're taking his own, good. Anyway, Ali, how are you, mate?
No one's going on TikTok.
I'm all right, mate.
You're all right.
Fucking little munchkin to bed, you know.
Do you want to just tell the listeners why you're not here?
Put the meerkat to the mic, bro.
That's the meerkat. So essentially, I am babysitting while my mother is abroad.
Okay.
Gotta do what you gotta do for family, you know.
These guys just made me look like a right dickhead.
You don't, bro. I just said hold it. You're being moving.
Yeah, but
it,
he's like, talking, isn't it?
I might as well do that every time he talks.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Ali, Ali, is there anything you want to bring up to us?
Shit.
All right, mate. No. If that's the case, we'll let you.
Wait. We'll let you watch. Do you want to stay out? Al, do you want
to
stay?
You know it is. Let me text you guys random questions. If you happen to need a question or would you rather, I'll send it into the group.
And we'll read it at the end, yeah?
All right.
All right, Ali. Thank you very much.
We'll call him back at the end.
A is through to the next round.
That's that.
Thank you, mate.
Easy, bro.
All right.
Interesting.
I wanted
these
to
fake, by the way, man.
I wanted to what? Carry on
these
a topic.
What do you mean they're fake? The arrow what? Arrow
yeah,
Bob?
Yeah, that's not arrows, bro.
Someone else made them.
Yeah, it's just like, obviously it's like getting bugs Air Force Ones, isn't it?
Alright, a topic you were just talking about. We're talking about the whole the dance. And obviously that not originated, but a lot of it stems from, I think we are talking about how it's like a challenge is because of Kai Cenat, the streamer.
Yeah.
And he has recently surpassed 300,000 subscribers on Twitch, which is the most ever. He is the first ever person to reach 300K. I think 280,000 was the record. It's crazy when you think about it, bro. 300,000 times by five.
He's the most subscribed streamer of time. It's over 300K.
300,000 times five. Do you want to make sure my maths is right? Yeah, 1.5 million. Obviously, he'll probably get about 50% of that. He's getting that a month. 750K on subscribers just alone.
Is that how much it is to subscribe to Kai Cenat? £5?
It's not just to Kai Cenat. It's to anyone on Twitch. It's five.
Oh, is it? Is it everyone? Okay.
Five. I thought you used Twitch, Twitch take half. And obviously, taxes. So it's probably about 350K a month. Still, just alone on donations. You know what? Fair play to him. Have you seen what he's been doing? You know the whole of February?
He's done
streamed.
Like a Big Brother
Bro, he,
thing,
he
right?
just streamed his whole life. 24 hours a day for a whole month.
Imagine in your yard, yeah, you got cameras in every single room, and every day you got over 100k people watching your every single move.
People
for
watching
a month.
Him sleep.
He
was
for
him
a
sleep.
Month he did that, but that's because he knew he's close to break it. He could break the all time record.
No,
he was
smart.
Like, he was on like what 200k?
No. He's,
or 250k.
He's gained a lot. You know, he's gained a lot in the last few days because as he was getting closer, he was going up like 50k.
Months.
He was like in the 100k's.
Oh, so he had 100k subscribers.
He was in around that range. He was just doing, bro. He's smart, right? Because streamers, they do the same thing. You know, they're in their room, they do this. Him, bro, he was doing all crazy kinds of stuff. He had magicians come in. He had all different types.
He had porn stars in there, bro. Oh my days! He got caught getting a hand job.
That's what I was gonna say. Right, you have to say it like that. I was gonna say he got caught getting the tuggy. So there was a reflection. There was a reflection when
there was a mirror. There was a mirror,
and you could see the lady's arm. Sort of doing
they're
this.
All like around the table, But he had a girl next to him giving him a hand job, basically.
He
but
loves to say the words straight up like that. Like,
some people saw it on the reflection of a mirror. Like, you could see her hands.
And Kaya's face is like...
Yeah, he's just there, like, leaning over the counter, like, trying to stay normal.
But, yeah.
But, but I'm surprised he didn't get banned for that.
No, but look, they're not going to ban him. He's on about to become number one most subbed person.
They banned... Oh, it's YouTube that are more strict, innit?
The reason it was such a big moment as well is because he'd done it in Black History Month, and it was always like people always used to say, like, they used to always reply to people and they say, oh, he's broken the record, he's the first ever black creator. People are like, why do you always have to bring race into it? Why do you always have to bring race into it? But it's like,
it is like that though, bro.
You know,
that's people, just society.
People say, oh, it's a why is it a competition? Why is it this? And I think he wanted to do it in this month, and he did. He'd done it on the 28th of the month, which is the last day of the month. It was like a creme de la creme, you know, a little topping on the cake. Fair play to him, man, because there's like clips of him like 5-6 years ago where he was big fans of YouTubers, bro. Who's that guy? Atwood? Roman Atwood? Is it Rowan Atwood?
I remember that name. But
do you remember the big guy? He used to always be the biggest guy on YouTube. He has a kid and he has a wife.
I never watched his stuff.
Same. He used to do pranks. There's a clip of him where he's in a car and he's out the top of like the window at the top, and he's like filming everyone running after him, all his fans, and Kaya Cenat's one of the people.
Is it?
And he tweeted it saying, like, basically saying, people don't like believe in your dreams, because that guy right there is the most subscribed person on Twitch, and he was just chasing after him. Crazy, man.
That's hard. That means he deserves it, man.
Yeah, it's like, but he, you know, that reminds me. It's like when Chris Eubank Senior back in the day in one of his old fights. If you go back to it, I can't remember which fight. It might be Joe Calzaghe or Conor Benn, one of them. But you know how Eubank was known for doing the jump over the rope.
Did you mean Nigel Benn?
No. Oh, sorry. Chris Eubank. Chris Eubank used to do the jump over the rope. In the audience, if you look, Prince Nassim Hamed is there as like a 14, 15-year-old kid.
Prince Nassim? Mm.
Prince Nassim, before he was famous. He's in the audience and he's watching Chris Eubank like mouth open. He's just watching Chris Eubank. Come a few years later, he's a pro now. And what's he known for? He's doing a front forward flip over the rope. But obviously, Eubank does it like the side, innit? So you can see he got the inspo from watching Chris Eubank.
You know, Floyd Mayweather spoke about Nassim the other day.
I did, you know, but yeah, it's true what he said.
He was saying like the UK people really need to give their like props to Nassim. I feel like they underrate him and they don't talk about
neglected.
Him
a lot. Everyone forgets about
they don't talk a lot about what he done in British boxing and how he was like underrated, and he needs to be higher up in people's like rankings of fighters.
You know what it is? It's because he retired too young. I think he was about 30, maybe under 30 when he retired, and he only had one loss on his record. So he could have gone a lot further. And at the time, bro, who in the UK was doing numbers like Prince Nassim? He had, Chris Eubank versus Joel Calzaghe on his undercard. You know, a lot of people don't know that. They think Chris Eubank versus Joel Calzaghe, one of the biggest fights in British boxing history, was on the undercard of a Prince Nassim fight. And we don't even remember which Prince Nassim fight it was. It was probably one of the fights he was defending really championship. But that's how big Prince Nassim was back in the day. The biggest fighters in our country were on his undercard.
You know, if it's like that, guys should get him in the show, pop him a text, bro.
You know, that's a shout, you know. Hey, you know, that's one of my favourite
Nassim,
fighters.
Nassim, you know, like...
If Prince Nassim comes on the show...
You can just ask him
Prince
himself.
Prince Nassim, if you ever see this clip, because we'll probably end up clipping it, please come on the show.
I'm actually going to drop him a message.
We'll get you your flying carpet and we'll get you
from
in
boxers
it.
Like, from boxers like, yo, my boy, because that wasn't our era.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Only, well...
We watched his videos back on, like, YouTube.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. So
through training and stuff, and like, you know, it come up, but, like, you got to think, boxing started for us, like, 2011, 2012. So I kind of grew up, like, we grew up on, like, Floyd, Chen Cole, and GB boxers, you know what I'm saying? Everyone else, we had to watch clips of that beforehand, you know what I'm saying? But hearing it maybe in first person would see a different, like, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like you wouldn't want to retire young unless there was a reason, you know what I'm saying?
Maybe the loss affected him big time. You never know. Never
know.
He was doing adverts with like Chris Rock and that back when Chris Rock was in America. He was on adverts with Adidas with Chris Rock. I think there's a video of like Chris Rock walks into Prince Nassim in the shower. Like,
Chris Rock's so funny,
and it's black and white. It's funny, man.
But
he was that big,
bro. Prince Nassim walked his end. These days we have people walking in with entrances with rappers, right? Prince Nassim walked in with P. Diddy whilst he was on a flying carpet.
That's
bro, you know how P. Diddy, bro.
For UK guys. For a UK guy to do that as well.
That's what I'm saying. From Sheffield.
I guess so. No, hands down, no. That's If you're looking at P. Diddy, we're not talking about P. Diddy like 2023. We're talking about P. Diddy 1996.
Legend.
P. Diddy, bro. Like, yo. But knows, but them eras there, P. Diddy, bro. Mm. Serious, like, and he's walking out to you. Bro, that's some gangster shit.
And that's not on, whilst PD's walking and rapping, he's in the sky on a flying carpet.
Yeah, that's some gangster shit, man. Some
bro,
shit.
No one, yeah, no, we still haven't seen it done again.
For showing it.
If we're talking about today's generation and how it's changing, have you seen TikTok are going to update their app now to limit under 18s to 60 minutes a day on TikTok?
That's good still.
That's good. Yeah, that's good.
I think that's a very good choice.
It's not enough though, for sure.
But people were saying, yeah, but can't people just make accounts where they just fake their age?
No.
Say they're 21.
There's weirdos out there.
How many of us made fake Facebook's account? Facebook bro, account back in the day saying you're 20.
Everyone had MSN in primary school, bro.
Sure, like, pretty sure that was Hotmail, bro.
Hotmail,
bro.
MSN
bro.
So how many people can just do that now? They can just make a TikTok account saying they're 21.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It does fuck all.
Bro, I was in Bradford the other day. Yeah.
What are you doing in Bradford? Yo,
I got family there.
I'd love to go, man.
But my nephew, he's 5. He's got a phone.
Seriously?
He's got a phone, bro.
I was
speaking
to
my sister-in-law. iPhone. I don't know which iPhone, but it was an iPhone.
Fair, that'd be bigger than mine.
He needs some licks.
But
he needs some licks.
He's actually, no, he's very well behaved. Very, very well behaved. He's the
care.
Most, like,
5 years old, bro.
Well behaved kid.
Brother, he's born in 2018. But he wasn't even alive when Klitschko fought AJ.
No, but that's what I was like. You know what? His mom took his phone away at one point. He's like, yeah, give me a phone, this, that, blah, blah. I'm like, he's got a phone. Why has he got a phone, bro? Like,
are you sure it's his or not hers?
I've just got a phone. No, it's his. That's what I asked her. He goes, yeah, he's got a phone.
But like, is this their generation, though?
Yeah, it is.
It's normal, I think.
It's like every kid needs an iPad these days. Like, if you're going to have a kid... For those out there, if you're looking to have a kid, make sure you invest in an iPad.
Back in my days.
Yeah, I think iPad.
Sony Ericsson.
Bro, I had an LG cookie, man.
But it was like our like olders, like it would be like our parents or our brothers, like, and we're just like, we'll borrow it for the, or they distract us with it for a bit. It's the same way they have iPads now.
Bro, or kids I had an LG cookie as my first phone. After the LG cookie, I got my brother's BlackBerry, which he used for 2 years already. It was the first BlackBerry. Then after that, I got my brother's BlackBerry Curve after he finished with that. I was always the leftover guy because I'm the youngest. But yeah, I think that's better, though, isn't it? And then...
get bust out.
And then obviously once you start working, then you can afford your own sort of thing. And then that's when I bought my own phone. After you.
Why'd you say it like you're so sad? Like.
It is. But that's just the generation now. It's like, Mom, I want an iPhone 14. And it's like, you're 6. Do you know what I mean? The phone's bigger than your face. Saka's in. Saka's banged it.
Oh!
That is a Saka. That is
celebration.
That is a Saka.
Oh, I need to watch it.
That is a Saka finish, bro.
I need to see it again. Like,
post.
Oi, as soon as he said Saka's it, I just look down. Boom, I just see it in the back of the net.
You know the ones you just want to get out of the way.
I predicted a Saka goal.
Saka received it on his right foot.
He's in my fantasy league.
Let me explain the goal. Okay. Saka's got it on his right foot and he's hit it near post, top corner, Pickford, dinosaur arms, no chance.
Labash.
Let's see if there's no offside though. Let's see.
No, no.
No, the left back's playing him on.
Bash. What a turn.
Who passed it to? On his right foot.
Zinchenko.
Is it on his right foot? It's on his right foot. He's left footed for those that don't know.
Fair play, what a goal.
That's hard.
Aye. Saka, best winger in the world right now.
I was about to say, you could have saved your thing right there and just said in the league.
I was going to say in the league, then yeah, I was like, nah, in the world. What am I talking about? In the world.
You see, man, I promise you, yeah. Watching
celebration as well.
Watching Ali play American football has made me understand gaming in like teams, how they work.
Mm.
For instance,
it's like chess.
Literally, so Arteta there must have created a tactic play for them to play how they play, but this is how we're going to do it just to score a goal. Together, we're going to give Saka a chance to boom. You know what I'm saying? Because when he... Right there, when the camera shots was on him, he had the head coach and he just looked down. He was like, all right, cool. That worked.
You know,
he's probably thinking himself like, yeah, that worked. Cool. Now we know how we can play. Do you know what I'm saying?
Crazy. No, it's facts. Because I don't know if you guys noticed before, and Arteta's known for doing this in a lot of games. So he said it in a previous press conference. He looks to manage his games and get tactics for his games. He looks at other sports. He watches the NBA. So he watches American football. He watches a lot of American sports. And one thing that he's noticed, so he said he gets texts from other games, right? And one thing we've noticed within our game now, around the, usually in every Arsenal game, you'll see it, around the 15-minute mark or the 20-minute mark, if we're not already up, a player would go down injured, or something will happen. Someone will cause a disruption on the pitch. When that disruption happens, watch the players. They all rush to Arteta. They go get their water and that. And but Arteta's shouting
it's
all.
Southampton did last year. In the halfway through the first, second half, a player would go down injured, and then have their drinks break. So when they have a drinks break, they talk with the manager and they talk tactics. But then the media caught on with it. And then when the media catch on with it, then the refs clock on that they're faking an injury. And they never did
Arteta's
it again.
Arteta's been doing, and I'm not saying they're faking an injury. Like,
no, it is, they are.
When you
they
see,
are.
Not all the time, though, because
no,
sometimes,
just a normal
sometimes
tackle,
you see our players, they,
no, sometimes they go down,
they're hurt.
Like, no, but they're not hurt. They're in a tackle. And it
not
makes,
hurt, but you know what I mean.
Makes an
like,
excuse to go
but,
down.
And why I compare that to American sports is because in American sports, it's not played in two halves. It's played in, more often than not, four quarters, majority of their sports.
Yes.
So they get that 15-minute break and they go back and they chat to their coach, rediscuss new tactics, go back. So that's like our way of doing that. You cause a disruption on the pitch, everyone goes back.
Serious.
Talk it out, come back, change. Boom.
Literally exactly when I was watching the America, because this weekend I just
went. You both went, right?
Yeah. This weekend we just went, they had us, doing the stuff. One of the brethren's like, yo, excuse me, mate. And he said that you're here to help.
Is that what?
Yeah, Ali
said,
the
rest what?
Pool boy for the whole game.
Like, you're the water boy.
Ali said who? He's like, oh no, da-da-da-da. I was like, yeah, Ryan, I think he's talking about you still.
Yeah, I don't know, it's me. Ali didn't even know
the
I was going.
Like this. No, I think he was talking about you.
Why? Why me? It's like,
you know what I'm saying? Ali said this on a Sunday, Killy. You know what I'm saying?
It was cold as well.
Yeah, but I was wrapped up for some reason that day when I woke up. I told myself, you know what, let me step out with three trackies, like three bottoms. Let me step out with three, bro. Anyway, they had been doing the lines, but just giving them the ball in it. So I saw a closer view from actually where the managers, where the coaches.
So what did you have to do? If the ball went out of bounds, you're the one
like
throwing
following
it back.
This ref up and down the line. But every time the ball went out or something, I'd throw it to the ref, I'd get the other ball, and I'm there. You know what I'm saying? But I can see the pitch. Like, I can see what's going on there.
Hey, that's fun. At least you had a task.
Yeah, bro. I can see what's going on.
No one's in your way.
And every time, when they went for, when they went clashed and whatnot, and someone got stampled or whatever, but them I would run quickly, but it'd be, just outside of bound. They would leave their pitch. And then there'd be the guy would telling them, yeah, play this, do this, do that. They're doing this, da, 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 da. Do you get me? So sometimes, with football, it's for us, we see it as, yo, them are playing hard. But it's actually like a mental game just to get that goal. Yeah, the players know how to do what they're doing, but you need to get them in a way where they can access it.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Access it?
No, what you're trying to say is in football, it's harder because it's just...
Man says so they can access it.
And you just there like,
in my head I'm like, no, because he said, I get what you mean. In my head I'm thinking, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Because in our football it's like you go out 45 minutes, but if something ain't working with American football, because there's so many changes. You
that's
know.
Classic for our episodes, you know that. It's always someone says
these Arsenal players are so dumb. Why?
Was that a goal or not? Offside?
No, it's offside, but they're trying to play on as if something happened. But what you're trying to say is American football, they can quickly, something ain't working, there's like breaks all the time. Mm. And they can always talk and change tactics.
Rediscuss tactics. And
football, it's much harder because, you know, you got that's why they always say, oh, we've got to wait until we get back into half time. You know?
Oh, VAR?
Oh, fuck off. Oh, he's onside.
No, I think he's off.
He's on. They're going to draw a line.
No, his knee.
But it's not, he's behind the ball.
Nah, I'm pretty sure they're gonna say
they're gonna do the line.
Oh, you're saying he's behind the ball.
For those listening, there is an offside check. If the line's gonna be green, it's on. He's on.
That's a goal. It's a Martinelli goal.
Yeah. Because it'll be red. It'll be red if it's off. I think that's on.
And Saka assists, right?
I've got Martinelli in my team. I thought Martinelli got injured.
You know what's mad, yeah?
I thought Martinelli got injured after he scored.
I took out Martinelli from my team, and since
I don't know
him out,
because it hasn't come up. It hasn't come up.
He's been scoring
or not? Oh. He's giving it. Wow.
That's a goal.
do you mean?
Of course he's giving it.
No, because you didn't see. You didn't see what happened before. There was a foul, and then like the Everton players just chilled on the ball. That's why they're pissed. Look, because the Everton players just chilled on the ball, and everyone stopped. But then Saka's just run up to him and kicked it. That's why they're annoyed.
Yeah, play goes on, bro. What's the celebration, bro?
Wait, I need to see. No, this is what happened. Look. So he's just fell, and suddenly everyone's just stopped. Look. It's like, what
yeah,
happened?
So still got the ball from, yeah.
They've got the ball.
Come on, bro.
What do you mean? Advantage.
You know what is attention, bro.
Advantage played.
You know what I'm saying, bro?
But there was no advantage.
Did the ref blow the whistle?
I'm not saying that.
He stumbled over his feet.
Smack. Listen.
He didn't even put the ref. There's no foul.
Listen.
Safi, go on.
This is Arsenal fans in a nutshell. Let me talk. I'm saying the Everton players are like, they're stupid. Not everyone.
Oh. We thought you were having a go at us.
You let me talk.
So why were you sure? You were like, he's actually giving it.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, yeah, because I was confused because they weren't showing any of like the, normally it says onside or offside at the bottom.
Yeah.
Maybe because that's not Sky Sports.
Yeah, they're idiots, bruv.
And you got your secret thing. but all right, let's jump off topic.
Yeah, man.
You're
a hater, though. Bro. I can tell you, you hate us.
Of course, I'm a Chelsea fan.
So, no, you wanna.
You know what? As an Arsenal fan, yeah, I think I hate Chelsea more than I hate Tottenham.
Then you're not an Arsenal fan.
I hate Tottenham. But you know what it is? It's because Tottenham are shit, bro. It's like, is this really our biggest competitor? Well,
they've finished above you for the past 6 years.
Point, but they never won anything anyway. And in that time, we still won the FA Cup. So,
cool, man. We're still at the top of the table.
I don't know why you get so stressed. You know what I mean? You're top of the league.
I just don't like Chelsea. Good, you know,
used to be on top of the league. Arafat's more chill. He's more like that. We're top of the league.
Yeah, that's it. I don't need to talk.
You talk too much.
You know what I'm saying? We're at the top, man. It's cool.
Changing the subject, have you guys seen, or you might not have seen it came out today, but Vanessa Bryant, Kobe Bryant's wife, is awarded $29 million in a settlement lawsuit against LA County over the helicopter photos being put out there. So she has won a case and they've settled for $29 million to her. Because I don't know if you guys saw as well, but I don't know the scientific word, but you know when they draw up and show what the body looks like when they find it? Can't remember the official word.
I know what you're talking
about.
That
got leaked. And somehow everyone got their hands on it and it was like,
that was quite a while
basically
ago.
Like half of his body was cut off.
Yeah, that was peak. They shouldn't have leaked that.
Yeah,
that
and photos of the crash site. Obviously, when police take pictures and stuff, that got put out. So she has been settled with a. I know, obviously, people can say, yeah, but she's inherited millions from Kobe anyway, and obviously he's got his Nike deal, his drink deal, which I think is worth about a couple hundred mil. But it's not the point, you know. It's why should she have to see her husband's photos out there? And I'm guessing probably her daughter's was on the photos as well, Gigi.
Yeah.
Because obviously they were.
But you know what? People are going to say no amount of money is going to give it justice. But at the same time, other than money, like what else can you do about it?
Mm. Sometimes people find that clapping on the wrong time.
I'll clap. We're winning, bro.
No, but when you clap,
this guy just hates us so much. We were in such a good mood and that, and he's just our bubble, bringing up all the sad topics and that.
He needs to give clarity of why he's clapping. I'm saying about Kobe's death and you're clapping.
Clap, of course, but it don't well. The boys don't well, bro.
Yeah, but say why you're clapping, because people listening, because they're going to hear us talking.
Kobe Bryant's and his daughter's half body.
That's what I'm saying. He needs to.
No, obviously, you
it's half time. It's half time on the game. That's why he's clapping.
The camera, when the camera sees me, it's going to see I'm looking up there. And I'm.
It depends if Alim cuts you to that. Like I said, I think no amount of money is going to.
You should watch that, by the way.
Everything, all at once. Bro, you know what's crazy?
Can't ever finish the topic.
You're gonna go cinema.
Literally, you know what I mean? I think I should just have a solo podcast at this rate. Fuck me.
You know what it is? It's because we're in a good mood with the game, yeah? And you just hate us. And it's like,
bro, it's half time and you're still talking about us.
Of course we are. We're in a good mood, bro.
Might just talk to this geezer. Yeah, man.
Cool, Ellie, bro.
Shit, my bad.
Fuck, what the fuck? Like you said, I think no amount of money is gonna, you know, even if she got awarded 100 mil, she's still gonna feel hurt. I don't even know how you can go about living after that. Your daughter and your husband gone. I know she's got a few more kids, bro, but that's Like in that situation, right? Being Kobe Bryant as well, he's out there no matter what. She can't hide from it. He's a global star. He's always going to get brought up all the time. Whereas like people that haven't got celebrities as partners, it's like, you know, they'll see pictures, but then they'll put the pictures away and that's it. They can live their life. Maybe the odd person sees you who they've not seen you in a long time might say, oh, I'm sorry for your loss and all that. But with Kobe, it's like, no matter where she goes, always going to be noticed, always going to be remembered. And I don't know how she can get over that, honestly. It's a sad...
Pray, innit? Like, you know, prayers to her, man. Seriously, you know.
I don't know. Like, all right, this is, not just with Kobe, but let's say this happened. Would you, like, remarry? Would you, like, would you think it's the best thing to do for, like, kids and stuff?
No.
Like, no, like a general question.
She's got 30 mil.
No, but it's not just that.
I mean, if she obviously, if she falls in love again, then yeah. Not married for the sake of just marrying, like, having someone around.
But do you think for, like, to make you feel... Because, like, say the kids grow up and then she lives alone, sometimes you feel, like, lost, you know what I mean? Even if you've got all the money in the world.
Let me answer your question, Ryan, yeah? I can't lie. You would never know.
That's the thing, in a sense, and you'd never want it to happen to you as well.
So we really never know, because everyone deals with grief differently, bro. Everyone deals with grief differently, and everyone loves differently. No one's got the same amount of love. You know, when you just got to, for instance... Use it in our type of cultures. If your parents,
yeah, in our culture, you wouldn't get remarried.
You wouldn't get remarried, but it's just that you just knew one person for that amount of time. It's like,
it depends. Some cultures, people get married 2-3 times.
For sure, that's what I'm saying. But
no, as a woman, if your husband died or something, more time they wouldn't remarry. Mm.
That's what I'm saying.
In our cultures, anyway,
you never know, but we just. But just prayers out to that one, because my mom was really, bro, he actually...
Where was you in that moment? Does everyone remember in that exact moment when you found out Kobe's death? I remember exactly. I was coming out of the bathroom and I remember I remember someone telling me, and then I looked and I think Twitter crashed. I think at that in that hour, I think Twitter crashed. There was just so many tweets going out at once. Is this real? Is Kobe dead?
I remember where I was when Pop Smoke died. Because we were listening to him. That's the maddest thing about... I was at one of my old workplaces. They play... You can play your music, innit?
Late payments.
I remember X.
Nah, with this office, bro. I don't know. You could play whatever you want, bro. I swear to God.
I remember X.
And then... no, but you know what's mad? Because Ali is the one that put me onto Pop Smoke. Because I wasn't really... I don't really listen to drill and all that. But he put me onto Pop Smoke like a week or two before he died. And I was like, obviously, wow. I knew the big tunes, but he put me onto his albums. Mm. So I'm listening to the albums back to back. And I was listening to him in the office. And then one of my boys goes, hey, yo, Pop Smoke just died. I like, what? Are we talking about the same? The guy that's on right now? He's like, yeah, he's dead, bro. I messaged Ali straight away, yo, Pop Smoke's dead. And he was like, wait, what? I just told you who this guy is. Like, I just put you onto him. Like, I'm like, yeah, bro, he died.
I remember X. I was on my train home from work.
Not gonna lie.
And I called Zayd, I called Yas, because they were all listening to X, they loved X. And I called them, both their reactions were exactly the same. Like, what? No, you're lying. Mm. You're lying. I said, bro, just look online. Like, everyone's saying it. Because at the time, I remember like all that Chunks and all them tweeting, like, it's better not be real, hopefully not X, all this. Because it wasn't like confirmed straight away, but there was reports.
What X are you talking about?
XXX.
Triple X.
Okay. Yeah, the better X is DMX as well. DMX, we lost DMX as well, bro.
Mm.
Shit, I thought, you know, I'm old school. What X? Mm-hmm. Like, there's old school X and X.
But yeah, man, it's scary world out there in America, man.
Yeah, at that time, I was going to say that, yeah, we lost bare people. So everyone was, the shock was crazy because we lost bare people.
Mm.
Kobe, Pop, we lost bare people, and it was just like...
It was like back to back.
Yeah, back to back. And it was just so sudden. It just made us, I think... Even right now, it made people more closer, families way more closer, because you never know, bro.
Even this year, though, PNB Rock, and then Migos, what's his name?
Different type of Offset.
Offset, no, it wasn't Offset.
Not Offset, Takeoff.
Takeoff.
Oh, I mean, for the other type of music, you got Avicii.
Thank God I still listen to his music now, bro. It comes up at least a couple times a week. At least. It's just also on shuffle. It'll just come up, Takeoff, Takeoff Spaceship.
I think, is it in his album?
Is it featuring Quavo?
No.
Too hard.
Bro,
hard.
I remember.
He hasn't even left.
He's really released. I can't speak. His recent song with Quavo. This kid, you know that one?
Oh, the one that did it on Colors. I forgot what it's called.
Sitting there, them two at the mic. Yeah. That song, bro. I mean, it's a perfect song to, you know, to go out on. It was one of the best songs, and it's, I wouldn't even say it's got bigger because of his death. I think it was,
nah, it was already,
either way, it was gonna blow.
What, that song? It was big already, bro.
It was big already. It was big already.
I'm saying sometimes
I was banging it out.
Colors was just what we wanted to see, but it was big, big, lot big, bruv.
I've got school memory, and I want to check if you guys also had this in school, because if not, I'm gonna sound like a weirdo. So don't laugh, right? Did you ever in school? Did you guys ever have these like water fountains where like you turn it and then water comes out from the top? The metal ones.
Nah, you push the button.
Nah, you see, you had that one where you have in like gyms.
That turn it.
Have you seen like the ones where you like you grab it and then you twist it and then water comes up?
Up.
Yeah.
Up from the floor.
Let me get a picture of it. No. I'll show you a picture of it.
I'm talking about a normal fountain. You push the button, and everyone like leans over it like.
You have to lean over as well, but it's a different. I'll show you.
I think it's the same one, but we just had a button.
You have to lean over, and the water's coming from down.
This is the thing.
What the hell?
No.
You know when you're playing after school football and you run to the water fountain. You got a whole line waiting behind you.
You're talking about like these ones, isn't it? Like Pure Gym and all that, where you press and it comes out the side.
I can't see it. Yeah. They're in Pure Gym.
Now imagine, right? I hope people listening, if they might have experienced this, but we had this one in school, right, where you had to like turn it and it comes from down, right? So like the more you turn it, the more it sort of comes up. You get what I mean, bro? I don't know why, but in our school, right, it'll be so sus. There'll be kids that literally would be like pretending it's you know what, and they would try and like suck up as much as they could. In one go.
You guys were sucking off the water taps?
Not the water tap, but like the water coming up where people would do it. It would be weird. And now I just wanted to check if your schools also had it. But I can't find a picture of it. I don't know why. I feel like it's disappeared.
Come on, man.
It must have been like, what are those things called? Where you think something's real, but it actually isn't.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Where like you think you grew up seeing something.
But actually it never was. But it was never existed. There.
It's like, you know what they would do? You know a common one? It's funny because I spoke about SpongeBob last week. So... You know in the SpongeBob movie, have you guys ever seen the SpongeBob movie?
Of course.
In the movie, you know when he plays the guitar at the end and he's like a rock star or something?
No. That's just an episode.
No, in the movie he plays the guitar.
You're talking about the one in American football, Super Bowl?
No. That's the episode. I'm talking about in the movie, he plays the guitar, but in the... Everyone remembers it as the guitar as like a peanut shape because the episode was based around peanuts. I can't remember. But everyone remembers the guitar as a peanut or something. But when you watch the episode back, it doesn't exist. But then some people are saying, oh, if you got SpongeBob on cassette, the old school version before they remade it, that's the original one. But then no one can find that clip anymore. But some people are saying they have it on cassette and that. But then I saw a TikTok of someone gets their cassette and they play it and it's not what you thought it was. It's the new one. It's like, how the fuck is it all changed? Like, how is it erased from everyone's memory? Why does everyone remember it as a certain thing, but it doesn't exist?
Bro, you're talking about non-exist, bro. I literally can't even find the water fountain, bro.
It's mad, bro.
So you guys were just sucking off water taps?
Bro, it was mad. It was mad. I wanted to check if your guys' school had it as well.
No, bro.
Bro,
how did you used to press it? How did you activate it?
You have to just turn the thing on the side. So you turn it, but it was weird because you had to hold it. Sometimes if you're not strong enough, not enough water comes out. So sometimes there'll be like young like kids.
But where's the water? There'll
be young
from?
Kids, they can't fully turn it.
There was definitely that prick that turns it bare tight. Yeah. So you know when the next person comes, you know they're going to be struggling with it.
No, but you know what? Because it goes back. It resets itself. It was like you had to hold it and you get like, you know, like when you're grabbing something and it...
What
then,
is this World War II?
Yeah, bro, it was nuts. Bro, it would... Oh, no, bro. It's weird. And then you have them weird donnies actually put their mouths on it.
What weirdos?
Bro, I need to get a picture of this for reference. Otherwise, I'm looking like a sus guy right now.
All right, yo, let's end it on this. After school, you've got £3 in your pocket. £3 was a lot back then as well.
£3 is a lot. I used to get £2 a week.
What are you getting after school?
I can get 10 items in them.
Actually, no. What are you getting before school?
I can get a bike.
Before school? Nah, that's too early for me, bro.
Wait, did you say you can get a bike?
£2 getting a bike, don't cut.
No, I was always after school.
I think we did
school.
That once. Oh, it was peak.
I was always after school. I was always the 50p isotonic drink. The orange.
The stimulation.
The 50p drink. Energy. Or...
The stimulation drink, innit? Oh, no, you're talking about the fake, like, the fake energy. Nice. No,
yeah, it's fake
the energy. Boost and that.
Yeah. Well, not the boost, it was like a different
one. I know
one.
You're talking about the flavoured ones.
Yeah, blue or red or
the sport
yellow.
Ones, the sport drinks. Sport, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And then I would get like, so there'll be like pick a mix, but already made. And it would be like 20p, 50p.
The corner, the boss man's made it himself.
Nowadays, inflation is probably £2 for that. But that would be me. I'd always be like less than a pound. I'd never spend more than £3. £3 would be a blessing, bro. If I had £3 I'd probably...
£3 is
there
a
was,
lot
there was a fish and chip shop.
Yeah, let's say a pound. Let's make it a pound.
I would have probably got like chips with curry sauce and all that.
That's true. That that's was true. Like £3 is PFC.
If I had like £2, I'd always treat myself to something like that because it was like a blessing. But I wouldn't have it regularly. It was like one in every 2 months. I'd be like, oh, that's so good.
Yeah, yeah, because
you had all the rich kids.
You go to the chicken
that
shop.
That would be able to get that all the time.
Yeah, £3 a bit much. Let's stick to a pound.
Saveloy, they call it? The sausage.
Oh, is that what that is? I always wonder what
saveloy
is.
Yeah. Obviously, my end, that's haram, isn't
it? Like, what does that mean?
No, it was just a saveloy.
There's a saying, like, I think it's from like a TV show or something.
Saveloy, I don't know.
Or from like a song, I don't know.
But yeah, no.
So what, pick and mix, isotonic.
That's it.
50p.
No, it used to be like 20p, bro. I used to spend less than a pound, honestly.
Oh, man.
If not, I'll just keep buying more candy, like sweets, until I get to a pound.
Okay.
I know
you're buying sweets. £1.
What?
£1 after school, what are you getting?
It depends what time.
Let's just say after school, innit? 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock, £1. I'll be real. I never left school with a pound.
Oh, you pay penny up and get a fiver.
He walked into school with a pound, left with a five.
£10.
Yeah. My money don't jiggle, it folds.
You were selling in the playground, innit?
Tell me I'm lying. After school, I used to take the money and McDonald's and tell everyone Big Mac meals.
Mad.
Everyone, Big Mac. I was like, man,
you were that kid.
Bro, and one time, I used to get PFC for the man then. Yeah, yeah. That was it.
Oh, he was up like that.
But no, wait, were you treating them, or was like, yeah, yo, pick me back?
No, true. Okay. I didn't even care about the P. I was like, yo, what? Like, certain man didn't have change. I was like, yeah, I got you. Yo, you. I got everyone.
I needed you in my time in school, bro. Everyone was so like,
we had a guy like that in my year, but like, you had to pay him back. That's why I asked.
Everyone was always so
tight. That's fucked.
Man said they had a loan shark. You had a loan shark in your year.
Nah, he was our boy, but he was like, but you know what it is? He earned it, though. He used to sell cookies in the playground, innit?
Yeah, I never paid. Yeah, always
making
change,
money
bro.
Off students.
Yeah, man. Always bust. Like, it was either that, they looked after me. Look, that wasn't your people's, bro.
Were you guys selling stuff in the playground?
Me? Yeah, that's normal, bro.
What were you selling? Like, everyone had their own.
I had everything, bro.
Okay.
Donuts, but I had fresh donuts. Bro.
I had donuts. Sainsbury's.
Like, co-op. See, co-op. Oh, get there 7:50 a.m. Yeah. Bow! See, old little lady, she's come. Here's for you. I'm like, I could still for like hot steamy buns. Go into, you know where you sell it? Food tech. Woo! I know someone didn't eat breakfast.
That's a quick 2 pounds.
I know someone didn't eat breakfast. Woof. And I wouldn't even target the girls, bro. Girls be like, yeah, take it. Older girls.
Bro, my school was segregated, and I'm pretty sure. I think that's why I was.
So your class was segregated?
Yeah. Until I left, I think. Oh, I think the final year, year 11, might have been mixed. We spoke about this last week. The BBC came, ITV came, because they were saying like, well, our school's full of terrorists and that.
What?
Because it's all segregated. They were like, oh, it's just this is the time when like all the shit with ISIS and all that was going on.
Yeah.
Shamima Begum.
Yeah.
So then it was like, yo, why is the school segregated? This is like,
Bate is back.
Oh yeah, and it was supposed to be a Catholic school.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was a Catholic school, but these ones were segregated.
And 90% of them were Muslims.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Not more than that. 95, bro. 95.
Teachers must have hated you.
I was selling to teachers, bro. I used to sell Lucas to teachers.
Yeah, yeah.
I bought football boots off a teacher before.
My English teacher, bro. She's my favorite teacher, Miss Clark.
She used to buy
Lucas Aid off me.
Bro,
there was a few teachers that bought.
Brother, I used.
And I was that's why I always sold out, because the boys had their cookie guy, the girls had their cookie girl, whoever. Everyone had their own little slots. I was the only one with drinks selling to both sides.
Bro, I bought football boots off a teacher.
Selling
before.
Out before break.
I bought football boots off a teacher before. It was selling boots for like 15 quid. I was like, I'll buy them. Do some dodgy deal
what size
with a teacher.
Are you?
He must have needed a piece, bro.
Bro, I
go to a student, bro.
Bro, I literally.
Yo, who wants to buy
like 15 a dodgy deal?
Bro. Like, just give it to him, bro. It's 15. Just give him the shoes, bro.
Bro, it was like a dodgy deal, you know. It was like, you know, when I had to hand him the money, it was more like a.
Yeah, like, wait, same with the teachers that bought off me. They were like, imagine, oh yeah, make sure you don't tell the other teachers.
Like, imagine like someone sees a student handing money and he gives me like a bag.
Yeah.
They're gonna think, what? That's gonna get, you know, in school days. word gets around, if there's gossip, you can make up a fake rumor. All right, one other thing to end on. Did you guys ever have a kid in school that thought they were pregnant? So, somehow a student's pregnant when you're in like year nine and they made rumors.
No, I had a different one. Someone faked cancer.
Oh yeah, that was
popular. Did you guys ever get that?
No, I had the pregnant. I had the pregnancy one, year seven. So 11 years old, a girl thought she was pregnant and it went round. Mad. And then it turns out she weren't.
Nah, in our school we had people faking cancer, bro. It's mad.
Oh, they're trying to think that rapper, was it
Gecko?
Gecko.
No, but apparently he thought he actually had it or something. Or
if he actually thought he had
the
it,
doctors cool. Like, or he probably misinterpreted how they told him something.
Maybe it was like a tumor.
So he went out there telling people he's got cancer.
Wait, so someone in your school pretending they had cancer?
Yeah,
for what?
It's always one of the girls as well.
For clout.
Was there a girl in your school?
Yeah, for girls.
Yeah, I feel like it was always one of the girls. Yeah, I didn't even know what it was for, man.
Was it for clout? I just want to get attention.
I don't know. But I would assume so. We're young, innit?
Yeah, if you guys know any other stories of weird things going on in your school, let us know. Because I would love to stay up to date with what goes on in schools nowadays. Not because I'm a nonce, but because I want to know. Yeah,
you walked into that one. I can't lie. I was like, just don't say nothing. But then you called yourself a nonce.
I didn't call myself a nonce. I said,
well, now we're all thinking you're a nonce.
I literally said, I'm not a nonce. I just want to know if it's still
that's exactly what a nonce would say.
You want to keep up to date? Oh, we're going to sign bro. This out. Thanks very job, much for listening. Arsenal back up on the running.
He wants to find out what?
Shut up, bro.
He wants to find out what all the kids are doing in school.
Wait, if Ali's not recording ever again, I'm not coming. I'm not coming. This has been a 4-1 podcast, and we're out. Fuck this. I'm not a nun.